Sheree, the Marist Institute recently conducted a poll on technology. We asked U.S. residents if they had a profile on a social networking site like MySpace, Facebook, or LinkedIn. 59% of the American public said no, they did not. Do you think that more folks will in the future?
I believe you'll see many more people joining social networking websites as they understand the value of it. I teach in my classes that this is radio in 1912. This is TV in 1950. And it'd be as if we were polling at that time. And as we know, television would evolve in 100 different ways after that. And I imagine the same amount of changes that we've seen in TV in the last, you know, half a century, we're going to see in the next few years in social media.
One thing that we hear a lot about these days is Twitter. And the Marist Institute also asked folks if they personally had a Twitter account.
I can't wait to hear this answer.
92% said no. And does that say that most Americans think it's absurd to share their every waking minute with the rest of the world, or do they just not understand what a Twitter account really is?
It might be a combination of both. And it would, if they, I don't know if you asked also how many people considered having one and decided not to have it, or how many had actually heard of Twitter itself as opposed to actually have an account. Twitter, again, this is so early in its days that I remember many of the conversations that we had about email, we had about faxes, we had about websites. One of my really good friends, I said, you must have a website. And he said, are you kidding? Who's going to care what I've done? And why would I need a profile on the web? And now he loves his website. So, and this is the other people I know who hated the idea of using email because they loved writing now can't stop sending me email. So this is all a slow process as people understand what is worth their time and energy and what is not. We should also keep in mind that when we teach, we don't focus on specific tools or specific companies. People ask me, is Twitter going to be here for the next 20 years? I said, I don't know. If I knew that, I'd be a good predictor, a person able to predict things. But what I do know is the idea of this microblogging, which is what Twitter does, is going to be around for a long time.